Okay, the second one is, how can we awaken the feeling or sense of metta within the heart, and would you help me understand the beautiful image of the heart being a vessel filled with loving kindness that you bring people into rather than sending out? Well, you know, that awakening of that sense of metta, one, I think it's helpful to get a sense of what metta is, in that oftentimes, again, this is where you know, there we use the words in English, the older translation, loving kindness, is kind of a hybrid mishmash, trying to get the sense of it, and so that that sense of love or caring it's not love in terms of a passionate love, but love in terms of a deep sense of caring. And then the kindness aspect is the, in that kind of a well-wishing and concern for the well-being of somebody. And of course, the first person that we try to pay attention to is ourselves. How can we care for ourselves? How can we wish ourselves well? How can we look after ourselves? And that's you know, it's an important base to be able to generate. And sometimes even that makes it it's a bit of discomfort sometimes in that. And but I think the coming back to, now, how do I awaken that sense of well-wishing and wanting the well-being and happiness for myself and for others? Because you start recognizing, well, that's a fundamental softening of the heart that allows one to empathize and to connect, and connecting with oneself, connecting with others. So that you know, this is reflecting in that way, how to one, that it's something that is desirable and is needed in order to live in a way where we can be at ease with the world around us. So that with that that fundamental well-wishing and care and concern, one starts recognizing that, say, we ourselves and every other being, sentient being, wants to feel good. They want to be happy. You want to be comfortable. They want to be loved and appreciated. I mean, it's not And so to learning how to tune into that and to facilitate that, to support it, to nurture it. And then the image of taking the image of the heart as a vessel that one fills with loving kindness. That's something that I think is that I found useful because again the idioms that we use in sort of sending loving kindness we there's this busyness that oftentimes takes place and then a losing of the anchor within oneself, so that really being able to find a way where that cultivation of loving kindness has an anchor and a base which one then can build on and extend so that it starts to include and encompass others and all things.